This is Sunday Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So, pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. Hello and welcome to episode 107 of Sunday Supplement. That's too many, isn't it?
That is a bit too many, yes.
You sound weird.
I do sound weird. This is because I am in London and the air here makes my voice go all strange. And the fact that I didn't bring the cable to connect my microphone to the computer to make it sound gorgeous. So I am going to have to actually sex up my voice slightly and be a bit more husky and beautiful than normal. Otherwise, I'm just going to sound like Marvin the Paranoid Android.
In a tin can.
I've got a pain in all the diodes down my left side.
No, you're just going to end up sounding like me.
That's true.
If Marvin the Paranoid Android had a nasal twang, it would just be me, wouldn't it?
Marvin the Paranoid Android would rather be Marvin the Paranoid Android than be you.
Really?
Yeah.
He wouldn't be immortal anymore and that would cheer him up.
But it doesn't outweigh the fact that being you would be worse than being him.
But the other thing about Marvin, the paranoid android, is he's not actually paranoid.
No, he's not paranoid. He's more depressed.
Just rhymes.
It's just a quip by Arthur Dent. I mean, it's his joke. It's not an actual fault of the script.
Does he actually ever get referred to as Marvin, the paranoid android? Or does...
Yes, I think in the first radio series he does, on about the second or third episode.
Right. I have got those. I haven't listened to them for ages, though. They're on tape.
They've
got them on tape.
I know.
Which means the second episode is split in half.
Wow.
So I've got to turn the tape over to listen to the second episode.
I was having a conversation with someone and they said they realised they entered the modern world when their mum, instead of not washing the frying pan, washed the frying pan.
What?
Apparently, in the olden days, you didn't wash frying pans.
What? Why wouldn't you wash a frying pan?
Because, you know, it just flavours the food more. And you don't need to grease it when it's already got grease on it.
That sounds disgusting.
That's what they did in the old days.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, being in London, you must have had access to a plethora of really good newspapers this week.
I went into the newsagent thinking, well, should I get Le Monde? Should I get the Asian Times? Should I get that? And then I saw, because we're in a proper place, which isn't Steve Jobs' controlled level of, you know, they have all the papers, including the Sunday Sports.
Oh, God.
So happy.
Titties galore.
Oh, so many breasts.
So many breasts. I'm jealous, actually.
It even has a picture of a potato.
With breasts?
Yes. I grew the breast potato in the world.
Fantastic.
How beautiful is that? There are so many breasts on every page. But what's lovely about it is they put little asterisks over all of the naughty words, including the word tart.
So you can see nipples, but not see the word nipple.
Exactly.
Brilliant. I got the mail on Sunday, which, if it was an asterisk word, would be C asterisk asterisk T.
Well, it'll be interesting to see who wins.
Play Cut Out and Keep, which is where we point out the best bits in our newspapers. So who's got the best bits in your newspaper?
I have certainly got bits in mine. I've got Foxy Roxy nips to the med, and you can imagine what that's about.
Is that actually a nipple pun?
It is a nipple pun. Oh, how good is that? It's beautiful.
Not good at all.
What have you got in your paper?
Seven songs that rule the world, or why Bob the Builder is as good as the Beatles, and 193 of their songs are a waste of time.
Right.
This is a good article in and of itself, but it's a brilliant article because it's by one of our readers.
Hooray!
It's by Ashley Fries, who has appeared in kind on the podcast.
Oh, we've read letters from him.
And I mentioned his show, which is on at Edinburgh at the moment, which is Seven Deadly Sins. But he's talking about how there are not really that many songs. It's like plots. Like, there are only 9 plots, but you just do all different things. He's talking about there only being 7 songs.
Yes. I've seen the show. I saw a preview of it at Grant Sharkey's bookshop down in Southampton. It was very funny indeed, and we all laughed quite a lot. And it annoyed me, because I got them to laugh, but then he really got them to laugh. And I felt slightly ineffectual.
So it was professional jealousy?
It was professional jealousy, yes. And also the fact that I can't grow that sort of level of stubble on my face.
I'm sure you could give it a good go, though. He asked the question as to actually why we sing, and he says that evolutionary theorists think that singing came from the development of our species. Even our primitive ancestors used to sing, which I quite like the idea of a song called Ugg, although there probably is already called a song called Ugg about boots or something.
Fleetwood Mac has one called Tusk.
And then so he breaks it down into seven categories. I won't say all seven because you should go and see his show, obviously.
Yeah, you should.
But he's talking about love songs. Love songs, such as Dolly Parton's I Will Always Love You, are about that overwhelming, intoxicating feeling that makes a grown-up act like a fool. Unfortunately, in order to express these ineffable complex emotions, songwriters frequently resort to nonsensical metaphors. In Daduronron, the Crystals sang, I met him on a Monday and my heart stood still. That isn't love, but instant death. Similarly, Phil Collins's Two Hearts is only strictly true if you're a Time Lord.
Aww.
The point is this, there is only one message behind every love song, and it's simply this, ooh, I feel funny. Now I must make all the people around me physically sick as I tell them how happy I am.
That is perfectly true. He is brilliant. We are very lucky to have him as a reader. But I'm going to beat him out of the water, Simon.
What, with nipples?
No,
beat Ashley to death with nipples. Go on, I dare you.
Does your baker's ache turn into a blood diamond? New Profanosaurus is rudest yet.
Okay.
So learn how to make a docker blush with Viz's sensational new swearing Bible. And, oh, we've got arse spider. A tenacious, well-knotted winnet that cannot be removed without bringing 8 spindly hairs with it. Arsicle, a frozen turd hanging out from the bottom, discovered upon waking at a conclusion of a refreshing post-blob drunken snooze on the toilet.
That's nearly like a farcicle, which is a fart that's turned into an icicle.
Blood diamond, a particularly painful turd. Ooh. Oh. Drawn on Durex, a biro line sketched around the base of the penile shaft, which also drunken lady into thinking one has taken sensible precautions.
God!
I think these are slightly ironic, Simon.
No, really, I know, really.
One of my favourites, vegetarian. She who only eats hairy pie.
Quite nice. I like creative swearing. It's always fun when you kind of stumble on a new phrase. My favourite of the last few years that I've come across is twat wagon.
Yeah.
I still love twat wagon. I think that's
but
great.
I think even better than that is Nigella Shites.
Nigella Shites, what's that?
The aftermath of eating upper class fodder. You'll be pleased to know that Piers Morgan has made it in there.
Oh, wow. As what? An actual...
No, unfortunately... Well, we always thought his true meaning was a c***, but it's not. It's actually an ineffectual cock. From the name of the former Daily Mirror editor, an ineffectual cock, Piers Morgan, equals organ.
Oh, I see. It's rhyming slang.
Yeah, exactly.
Ours is better.
Throbbing Hood, colloquial Nottingham, a little okay. John that has been excessively made merry on. It's really great. I have so missed getting this. Why isn't the Sunday Sport available? It should be available in schools.
Well, there are strong arguments that soft pornography shouldn't be available in schools. Although it should be, shouldn't it, really? It should be on the curriculum.
Fart. Noun. A fart that can't.
Yeah, that's a bit like Piers Morgan. I think that's got to be a score draw.
I say score draw, move on to the next one. You chocolate fountain. You cock mess monster. You tramp eating a kebab. You twatoo. That's brilliant.
Let's meander slowly into the abyss that is the heat haze of derision and subjugation, article or farcical.
Yeah, it's my favourite bit of the show. In this bit, I am going to read out 3 articles from the Sunday Sports and 1 article which I've just made up. And it's up to Simon and you, dear readers, to tell which one I have made up. Are you ready, Simon?
This is going
to
be impossible this week. This is from the newspaper that has Elvis's face found in Cliff and
it's got,
not
some
Cliff
of the
Richard's explanation
here,
to add for
some of the
libel
ones which are in here includes I've bonked the Stig, yeah. Crotch of the Day. My parrot has Tourette's.
Okay, so rather than telling me what is in there, try and fool me.
All right then, number 1, Twitter shitter.
Twitter shitter, because it rhymes.
Yes.
And that is about...
A man who is blogging on the bog.
Oh God, go on then.
They call it bogging. It's very witty.
That's very witty.
Yacht a sight for sure eyes.
Yacht a sight for sure eyes. That's pretty good.
Basically, these photos of topless women on a boat, which is great because they're all having fun and, you know, feeling each other's breasts.
Don't think that's staged in any way, then.
I think that's a genuine, worthwhile news story, Simon. I think of all the things in the world, you could find out about what David Cameron's doing this week, or you can do that. Most people are going to be more interested in...
Women fondling each other's breasts.
Yes.
That is true, but not in a newspaper.
Okay. Nick, a thief, feels the thong arm of the law.
thong because it's like long.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And finally, is this an article or is it a farcical? Campaign to send Brian Blessed to the moon.
Why?
Not sure. I didn't read the whole article, Simon.
I know that there's a campaign to make him the voice of Tom Toms.
Yeah, well, I'd say that would be brilliant. But he would shout at you.
Well, he's got this sort of stereotype idea that he does just shout. And he does play up to that now. But when he first started out in really good shows like I, Claudius,
yeah,
he was fantastic. And you watch it and you go, he's going to shout in a minute. And he doesn't. And at no point does he say Gordon's alive. Which you'd think would be a disappointment, but isn't, because that would be very weird in I, Claudius, which you should see.
I got you that, didn't I? Because I'm a genius.
Yeah, you do tend to buy me good series on DVD. Rumpole at the moment is the other one that you bought me, and I like that. So there. So, right, I've got Twitter shitter. I haven't got a Twitter shitter, obviously. I've got a yacht that's a sight for sure eyes. I've got the knicker thief feels the thong arm of the law.
It's not a yacht that's a sight for sure eyes. It's yacht a sight for sure eyes.
Okay, so I ruined the pun.
Yeah, you did.
Misstating it. Well, you know, I'm rubbish. And then that Brian Blessed thing.
Mm.
You've very well disguised it, I think. Either that or your level of punnery is just the sport.
I think that's probably more likely, actually. The sport and I are very much attuned.
I think Yacht a Sight of Sure Eyes is really good.
Does that mean I wrote it, though?
No. I'm going to go with the... Because it's not a pun. The Brian Blessed one's not a pun, so I'm going to go with that. Because I think it just the one that feels slightly out of place in those four.
Okay.
So Brian Blessed is a fart that's turned into an icicle.
Okay. And drumroll, please. Simon's dead!
Oh.
You got it wrong, I'm afraid, Simon. Oh. That wasn't the one I made up. That is a genuine one. A Facebook page has been set up dedicated to sending the shouty actor Brian Blessed to the moon. Facebook campaign saying Brian Blessed to the moon appeared on the social networking early yesterday and already has 608 members. This is one of the very large breaking news stories.
Yeah, amazing. Okay, so what is the farcical?
The farcical was... Twitter shitter.
Ah!
Because I thought, I'm not going to be able to outdo their pun, so I'm going to go low, and then you're going to think, oh, well, it couldn't be one of Izzy's. And then I came up with a line about bogging, you know?
You shouldn't feel proud that you...
No, I'm not proud of that.
...hidden your pun in amongst the...
I am so proud that I beat you.
It's time to delve our hand deep into the mailbag.
Ugh.
I quite like a mailbag. We should do that thing that they did on Saturday Superstore and Going Live, where we get people sending postcards and give them prizes. Except, I don't want to give the internet my address or buy them prizes. So, we have to get guests on to give prizes.
What are these things you're referencing? For me, it was Live and Kicking with Trev and Simon, Zoe Ball and Jamie Theakston.
Yeah.
And then it was SMTV Live with Anton Deck. And then they had a whole song going, stop. Oh, yeah, wait a minute, Mr. Postman.
You must remember Going Live, at the very least, with Philip Schofield.
Gordon the Gopher.
Yeah.
I remember that very... I was very little, though.
All right. Well, read us a letter, then.
This is... It's an extract from a long email, because he goes on about you too much, and I don't like it. It says, I've tried to wear my cape pretending a red balloon is my head to see if anyone will lick my face, but they just keep pummeling me in the belly. Dave.
Dave again?
Why are all our readers called David? I do like this. I think we should call you all Dave.
Yeah, reader's generic name now is Dave.
Yes, because that's like the last three letters we've read out have all been from David or Dave.
Dear Izzy and dear Simon, brackets in order of dominance.
Yeah.
Every time Simon reads the intro to the podcast, I find myself longing for him to say, Sunday Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor so you don't have to. You see, I tend to flop to the floor and would greatly appreciate someone else doing it for me. And that's from Mark. Mark with a C. Or Dave, if you like.
Dave, yeah. Well done, Mark/Dave.
I presume he's not bragging about the size of his penis when he says he tends to flop to the floor. Hey, Izzy and Simon.
Once again, I like the Izzy first. I agree.
Listening to this week's podcast, I note that Simon doesn't like reading out readers' emails as it is generally fan mail for Izzy. So I thought I'd write and redress the balance a little. Simon, you are perfectly adequate. And that's from Rich, or Dave, if you like.
Okay, thank you very much, Rich. That was beautiful.
And finally, from Crispin Jago, who we love.
I've met him in real life. He's a real person with a beard.
When I was a kid, I was disappointed every week when Dick Dastardly failed to win wacky races. Now I get the same letdown from At Cy Dunn.
Excellent. You're not even Dick Dastardly, you're just Muttley. Exactly
as
my
if
point.
To prove
you
it, yeah,
laugh.
I did a Muttley laugh. I'd do anything for a medal.
What a fashion.
If you want to write to us, please do. It's sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. And please, Dave, do get in touch.
Thanks, Daves.
If I could roll my R's, this would be a much better section because it would be the randomizer skizer. And I can't roll my R's without slipping into a weird accent.
But weirdly, you can roll your R's.
You're saying I've got a fat R's?
Yeah.
Fine.
You can roll it up like a beach towel.
Yeah, but then won't Germans put me on sun loungers in hotels?
Yes, they will.
That's pretty cool, actually, thinking about it. I get a free holiday.
Yeah. But to a hotel and you get sat on by a German.
I could leg it once they've put me down to go for a swim.
No, because they put you down, they roll you out so you're normal again, but then they'll get their suntan lotion and stick it where... Anyway, let's not talk about where they stick that. Let's do randomizer skizer.
All right, you can choose you, which is a supplement of the year, or live or live. We never know which.
I'll go for you, please.
Okay. And you can choose between page 1 and page 82.
I'll choose page 53.
53. In the shadow of my beautiful mother, born to fabulously glamorous parents, Tanith Carey fully expected to inherit her mother's traffic-stopping good looks. But she didn't, apparently. Although, looking at her picture... I would say she did.
Aww, aren't you nice?
No, she's as good looking, if not better looking, than her mother. So that article seems to me like a bit of a humdogger.
I tend to sympathise with that sort of thing because my mum's terribly clever. And people sort of often tell me I'm clever, but I'm not as clever as my mum's like a, you know, a massive brain, but who loses keys and handbags and can't think straight. But she is incredibly sort of brainy, and I always feel like that. So I quite like that article. I think it's a good one.
Okay. What can I choose?
Well, you could choose between page 1 and about 35.
Of what?
Sunday Sport.
There isn't even a supplement in it, is there?
It didn't come with clout. I don't know what happened to clout, but clout wasn't in it.
Sorry, the supplement in the Sport is called clout.
Yes.
Clout.
Clout. Yeah, it didn't come with clout. So you've got to, which might be quite bad considering our podcast is called Sunday Supplement.
Tell you what.
What?
If I pick a page... It doesn't have nipples on it, I shall win.
All right.
Ready?
You shall win if it doesn't have nipples.
22. Does it got nipples? Does it got nipples? Does it got nipples? Does it got nipples?
Yes, it does got nipples.
Boo.
I don't understand why you set yourself up for that. That was ridiculous. Every page has got nipples. But this has got particularly a large amount of nipples because it's an advert. It says, enjoy more sex this summer. British Women for Sex from Sunday 22nd of August. Yes, these hot personas below are available now for you to hook up with. Use your mobile. It's easy. It also says, want XXX now, which is, do you want three kisses? Which is quite nice. That's quite tender.
Oh, you're so naive.
It's mainly just pictures of women looking quite excited with no clothes on. There's a girl called Nikki. It's actually nicey because she hasn't got a K in her name. She spells Pix, P-I-X, which is quite sweet. Aww.
So, I win, probably. I don't know.
Well, yours is a bit nicer.
Mine's an actual article, not an advert.
Okay, fair enough. But in many ways, this sort of advert in a family newspaper which won't write the word twat is really quite amusing.
Let's flop out the humdongers. Bob, bob. Blah! I don't know why I had a little jingle there. For some reason, I thought of Ben Elton's routine that I saw him do live in the 90s where he talks about a whale's cock being huge. I think a whale's cock would be a humdonger. So there you go. What is your whale's cock?
My parrot has Tourette's. I mentioned this earlier on. It's an article about a parrot and it's owned by an old lady, Hazel Dewsbury.
Yeah, that's not made up.
Yes, exactly. The reason that this is a humdonger, because it would be a brilliant article if it wasn't absolute bollocks, because the parrot kept on contacting her about... not contacting her.
What are you talking? Basically, the parrot swears, is what you're saying, yes?
Yeah, he also used vile phrases, like telling me I was a and that I loved a big He used to squawk, "Get down on my knees," and it was embarrassing for us both. But so she contacted a psychiatrist, Arnold Strickler, at his offices in Newark, New Jersey, USA, and provided him with Corky's symptoms. I was thrilled when he told her that he did have Tourette's, but he could be cured. So not only are they saying that a parrot has Tourette's syndrome and therefore understands the English language and knows what's bad and good words to say, but also that Tourette's can be cured, which I think a lot of people would be interested in who suffer from that condition in this country, but hey.
But surely parrots mimic sounds that they hear, so surely that article is suggesting that that woman must have said those phrases to the parrot. Also, it's a massive rip-off of a Farce Show sketch.
It is a Unlucky bit, Elf.
I was going to actually put up the obligatory Piers Morgan, but there is something worse.
Really?
Life in the Slow Lane, and it's an interview with Lewis Hamilton and Jensen Button.
That sounds like it could be quite good.
Well, it says that they drove to the British Grand Prix in a camper van.
That's really cool.
But the whole thing is them wearing their corporate outfits, so the Vodafone hats and the matching t-shirts and all their Breitling watches. And the van itself has got Vodafone written all over it. The whole article is laid out in red and white. It's just clearly been handed to them as a massive promotional piece for Vodafone. It's terrible. There's a bit where they're staged a picture of the camper van breaking down. They've got the bonnet open at the back and they're looking at an engine that's supposed to be broken down. And it's clearly not. It's a brand new engine in it. And it's just piss off. That's worse than Piers Morgan this week.
You don't like corporate sponsors.
Not so much that. If it had been presented as an advertising feature like they do sometimes, I wouldn't mind. But it's not. It's saying this is our cover interview with Lewis Hamilton. No, it's not.
Fair enough. That's bad. I don't think it's as bad as a made-up parrot, which is having a go at people who suffer greatly from Tourette syndrome.
Possibly not, but you shouldn't be bragging about having the worst paper in the world.
It's so bad, it's good. That's what I'm trying to get you to see, Simon.
No, it's so bad, it's bad.
It is bad, but I like it.
It's time to decide then who has the superior supplements this week, and it's not even a contest. It's me, clearly.
Oh, shut
it's
up.
Like, if this was a fist fight, it would be between me and anyone else in the world. That's how one-sided it is, except it's one-sided towards me for once. Your paper is terrible.
It's not terrible, Simon. It's funny.
No.
It's brilliant. The rarity of finding one, it's like uncovering a little gem of a treasure. It's like that bit in Blackadder where he goes, "It's purest green."
No, for you, living in deepest, darkest Oxfordshire, it might be quite rare to find soft porn. But for everyone else with an internet,
but
you can
so
find
it. But it's so middle
it.
Class around us, and it's so hard to find like porn that you can touch rather than just wipe your face on the screen. It's just... It's
tangible
lovely.
Porn.
Tangible, that's the dirty old paper, absorbent porn.
But not only is my paper better than your paper, which is saying something because it's the Mail on Sunday, it has also been infiltrated by one of our readers.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's pretty darn cool. Well done, Ashley. Hope the show's going well. Check him out in Edinburgh, folks.
So, the newspaper you should have bought last Sunday was the Mail on Sunday. Never buy the sport. Ever.
Always buy the sport. You know you want to. It's only 90p.
But why? To get a better version of the sport, all you need to do is find a free porn website and look at The Onion.
Yeah, but that's two things you need to do. This is one thing you need to do.
No, because it's free.
But it's, no, it's not.
And it's
free,
two better things than your 190p thing.
It's not. You're such a fool. I'm going to make you buy it next week. Hate you.
It's all right if you buy it. It's clearly ironic if you're buying it. If I go into a shop, I just look like a dirty old man.
But you do anyway, Simon. You should have a wash.
Uh-huh.
So Simon won this week. It has to happen now and again. I'm not going to pretend to be disappointed or anything like that.
Crispian is going to be having an orgasm right now.
Wow.
Because Dick Dastardly finally won a wacky race.
No, you're not Dick Dastardly. You are Muttley. You are Muttley.
Yeah, all right. Well, if you play it in slow motion, you'll see that I cheated somehow. If you want to write to us, please do. It's sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. You can Twitter us @SciDunn or @Izzy_Lawrence. You can leave a message on our website, which is sundaysupplement.com. You can leave a message on our Facebook group wall, or you can leave us a review on iTunes. And that list of things that you can do is just getting so ridiculously long now. It's stupid.
It's not stupid, Simon. It's really nice to have emails from our readers. And it's also really nice that you leave us nice reviews and tell your friends. That's basically what we want. Anyway, next week, Simon, I'm going to kick your sorry little rolled up bottom. into next week.
Cheerio.
Bye.
Our theme tune is Got Carter by George Wood and is used with kind permission.